Sometime between 1934 and 1937, Dr. Ive must have located the mortal oscillatory rates in the audio range. And this was the new method. In a deposition taken March 2, 1961, he said, "Initially, I worked with loose couplers to get an audio oscillation, and then with the use of transmitters, I tried to balance the audio and modulate the audio on a carrier wave to transmit the audio energy, but I found that both the audio and the audio transmitted through a tube as an antenna worked equally as well in a painless and harmless method to human tissue. The instruments built by Beam Ray Corporation, a company established in 1937, used audio frequencies modulated on an RF carrier, as did all instruments from this time forward. The ray tube that emitted the frequencies used the noble gas helium in it, which made it safe to use. In 1953 and 1956, Dr. Rife wrote letters describing the safety of the frequency instrument and also its advanced development. He said, "I have operated the frequency instrument since 1921. I have watched it advance in style and performance with the advancement of electronics. In the many years I used this equipment in my research, I have never suffered an injury or any ill effects whatsoever. The most recent model is infallible and simple to operate." He also said, "With the frequency instrument, no tissue is destroyed, no pain is felt, no noise is audible, and no sensation is noticed. A tube lights up, and 3 minutes later the treatment is completed. The virus or bacteria is destroyed, and the body then recovers itself naturally from the toxic effect of the virus or bacteria. Several diseases